Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of In the Still of the Night, The Strange Death of Rhonda Reynolds and Her Mother's Unceasing Quest for the Truth, by Anne Rule, narrated by Barbara Caruso. The author opens with a quote from Freeman Thompson, the brother of Rhonda Reynolds, speaking for himself and for Rhonda, too. I know that my Father in heaven knows me and loves me. He has blessed me with the only mother I would ever have chosen. My mother has flaws and faults as anyone does. One thing she never failed to do is to love me. And now, in the still of the night.
Forward. November 2nd, 2009. Lewis County, Washington, lies just about halfway between Seattle and Portland, Oregon. The only towns of any size are Centralia and Chehalis, the county seat. With a population of about 15,000, Centralia is home to twice as many people as Chehalis. There is an outlet shopping mall in Centralia and a number of motels and restaurants close by Interstate 5 to serve bargain shoppers and salesmen. For all the drivers of cars and trucks whizzing by at 70 miles an hour, there are the locals who live and work in Lewis County, on farms or homes in hamlets with quaint names. Onalaska, Salcom, Mossy Rock, Napa Vine, Ford's Prairie, Winlock, and Toledo. Mount Rainier looms to the east, as do numerous forests and lakes. Rivers twist and interlace all over Lewis County, and they often flood areas of the county, wreaking havoc on homes in their path. In the past few years, unfortunate residents have often just recovered from the devastation of floodwater damage when another watery catastrophe strikes. But life goes on for the long-time residents of Lewis County, and most rebuild, with foundations that are high enough to resist the next flood. Among my own family's archives is the journal that my grandfather-in-law, the Reverend William J. Rule, a Methodist minister, kept as he went on horseback through the heavy woods that once covered Lewis County. Reverend Rule had come to America from Cornwall, England, and he was both a preacher and an expert on draining water from mines. He wasn't 30 yet, and he stood barely over 5 feet tall. He had worked in the coal mines of Cornwall before he came to America, and he had never been on a horse when he became a circuit rider in the far northwest as it existed in 1881.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?